It's Wednesday, the 11th of December. So I hear the train whirling towards the town. It's, whoa, grey morning again. At least it's dry, but it's still fairly breezy at times. But that's okay. It's actually relatively pleasant. But the sun being up is much nicer. Even if it does mean colder temperatures. Oh dear. Someone was not welcome in the big tree. Yeah. I noticed the big crow flying overhead right into the big beech tree, and as soon as it got there, he was immediately set upon. I say he, could have been a she, but it was really hard this morning. Oh my god, was it hard to get out of bed this morning. I remember just when the alarm went off, just please God, no, can't be 7 already, please. But it was, and I had to get up. Didn't have to get up, but if I don't get up, you know, just slip into a lazy routine of lying in every morning, that's not a good thing again. Did a bit of, good bit of tossing and turning last night. I remember that. Which doesn't help if your sleep's broken. I would say that they say, but I don't know who it was that said it, but they say that 5 hours of deep sound sleep is worth more than 10 hours of broken sleep. I can believe that. I don't know who said it. Apart from me, that is. Remember some quote from a famous person from history. I don't know who it was, who said that, talking about sleep, it was, what was it? 6 for a man, 7 for a woman, and 8 for a fool. Well, I normally get 7.5, so what does that leave me? Halfway between. Oh no, I shouldn't say that. Halfway between a woman and a fool. Oh my god. Yeah, it's still gusting fairly strong here. They're not the nicest of days. Funny thing was, the sky's cleared last night, well, late afternoon, early evening. Just as the sun was going down, the sky's cleared and I could see the sun going down. Our weather is really ironic at times. Still feeling good in the mornings, getting through my morning routines and still feeling good in the head, good in the mind. Yeah, it's good. Will I say it again and convince myself? No. I really do. I don't feel exuberantly good. I don't feel fantastically good. I don't feel jump up and down with joy good. But I'm happy with just feeling good and not feeling moody. Everything's so dull and bland in mornings like this. The garden's just, well, it's still half dark, but everything's just so dull and boring, and especially when the sun's not there. At least when the sun comes out, it reflects off things and brightens the day up. Days like this, it's just like, I don't know. I was almost so dullingly boring there. Oh my God. At least there's no more leaves to blow down, and there's no more leaves blowing onto the pond, which saves me a labour. Ah, hello fella. Where did that come from? Blue tit. You can only tell he's blue tit because of his size and his song. Looking up, he's the same colour as the twigs on the tree, because there's nothing to light him up. He just looks like dark brown. There should be wren. Wrens are bossy wee birds, you know, for their size. It's a good job they're not the size of crows. Can hear the starlings up in the big conifer. And I can hear seagulls, but I can't see them. Very grey. Funny thing is, your seagulls immediately transported to the seaside. We actually get oyster catchers here in the central belt. Oyster catchers. The grass verges along the, even the big roads, the busy roads, and the grass verges. Oyster catchers. Eating worms. That's crazy. Wildlife's messed up. Mr. Blackbird's just a few feet away from me, and he's just looking at me just to say, just you go away till I get the rest of the porridge there. No, he's not moving. I think he's wanting me to move. He's coming closer and closer. Go on then, grab it.